Hello and welcome to PMU Unfiltered. If you're not sure what you're listening to, this is a permit to make a pod and video cast. Yeah, that's right. We're out here tattooing people's faces. So if you're new to the industry, if you're a veteran to the industry, come with me on my journey through permanent makeup because we're keeping it real, we're keeping it raw, and most of all, we're keeping this PMU unfiltered. Thank you all so much for tuning in again, and today's topic is going to be on creativity within process. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to PMU Unfiltered. It's your host, Marlo, and I think I'm just gonna keep doing this whole bit. Thank you all so much for listening. Those that have been listening, awesome, thank you. I love getting your DMs. I love the likes and the shares and the shows and I just keep watching my analytics grow. So I know someone out there is listening besides my mom, unless my mom just has me on like repeat on like a timer while she's sleeping, and I wouldn't put it past her because that lady is obsessed with me. Just kidding. I mean, what mom isn't, honestly? So yeah, for today, I'm super excited to talk about something that is really easy for me to be passionate about, and that is creativity. I believe that we as human and people are creative. I really believe in the power of creativity. I believe that we are innately creative, and I wanna ask you a serious question for all those people that are out there, and maybe you're new to permanent makeup, maybe you've been doing it a little bit. I don't know where you are in your journey. I know I say that a lot, but it's true. I don't know where you are in your journey, and my listeners are really vast, so I'm going to speak to the broad spectrum of my PMU people. But wherever you are in your journey, I wanna ask you a really serious question, and the question is, how do you feed your creative beast? And that's a serious question because creativity is a beast. If it's not harnessed, it runs wild and it can run away from you. If it's choked, it could be smothered and destroyed and not given its life and breathability that it needs. So creativity is a fire that needs to be cared for and taken to, because otherwise it's going to be wild, or otherwise it's going to die out. And creativity is so, so deeply important to me. And this started at a really young age, and it's always been a really big theme in my life, creativity and passion. And, you know, to all the ex-boyfriends that always said I was too passionate, they can go fuck themselves, because this has gotten me to where I am today, to be talking to you passionately about creativity. So let's get to it. How do you feed your beast? What do you do for your creativity? What do you find creativity in? Me, I find creativity in a lot of things. And it's important that you understand that just because something has process and procedure doesn't mean it isn't creative. And I know a lot of people, including myself, get bogged down by procedural type things. And you know, you just wanna get to work and you wanna do the brows and you wanna do the lips and you wanna have a good time. And you just wanna like, just get to it. But that's not really the whole process. The whole process is the setting up your tray and being one with your tray and understanding that everything is clean, ready to go, your bed is at a good height, that person comes in with good energy, you have a good consultation. You know, there's a lot that happens with permanent makeup that is process. So how do we find the creativity within the process? I had a really interesting boss. So in my past life, before permanent makeup, I was an administrative assistant in advertising for the global chief creative officer. And that was a really, you know, I know a lot of you guys sometimes are like, oh, I've wasted my time in this other segment of my life, and I wish I jumped on my microblading journey, my powder brow journey, whatever journey for permanent makeup, lashes, esthetician. So many of you out there are listening that are not just permanent makeup anymore, and so cool. Thanks for listening. But how to stop the regret? And I was in advertising for 10 years being an admin, and that was really not always awesome, but wow, I really did learn a lot about myself, how to be an admin, which is a huge part of this job, as well as client facing forward. And that was, you know, something given to me by advertising, and meeting really interesting people and managing interesting people. Because even though my boss was my boss, I actually kind of was his boss. And that's an interesting way of looking at it when you're an admin. I don't know if some of you out there have ever done admin work, managerial work, but yeah, there's process involved and there are highs and lows, just like any job. And I really, really do encourage you guys for whatever you in or whatever you've endured, it has not been done with no purpose. Everything has been given to us with purpose and opportunity for growth. So make sure you reflect back on opportunities and not just like a negative light or just a positive light. Just try to be neutral and really unbox what you learned and what your takeaways were, even if it was like a bad boss situation. I think there's always a takeaway from that. You're like, okay, I didn't like how this person talked to me when they wanted to share how I wasn't doing something correctly. And now you have to take that energy and make it into something that you would have preferred. And that right there was a learning opportunity, right? Okay, so let's talk about finding creativity in process. And that's so important. And I'm gonna tell you a really great story. And I just hear these phrases throughout my life about teamwork and passion and creativity and solopreneurship and stuff like that, that sometimes you have a story and it sticks. And this is one of them. So when I was working in advertising, I had a crazy boss, and I mean like crazy in the most insane, great way possible. He was so eccentric and European and just an odd guy. We got along really, really well, and he was extremely extreme, as I am myself. I mean, I'm a very bold person, and as was he. So he had a really great story. He was born in Iran and fled to Austria as a young child and grew up in Austria. And throughout his life, found creativity within advertising and climbed his way up the ladder. So some 30-something years later, he is globally running an advertising company as the chief creative officer. And this is who I worked for. And we had a really fun dynamic working for each other. And sometimes I would be hearing him like screaming like ridiculous things from inside the office as I was sitting right outside, just being like, should I be taking notes on this? You know, just, it was really fun. And I always saw these characters written on his wall. And it was something that his office was so beautiful and very mid-century modern, very clean, very minimalist. And I think that was really one of the starts of my minimalist journey, kind of decluttering my life. And I really encourage you guys to declutter your life. It will help you be more clear on what's important to you and your business and your family and your private time. And big fan of minimalism, or minimizing, I should say. So he sat at his empty desk with just his computer out, looking at these characters written on the wall, beautifully framed. And one day he said to me, Marla, do you know what this says? And of course I didn't, because I cannot read characters. And he said, enjoy the pain. And that's what it said. And I've never forgotten that. And it's always kind of rung true when I think about all the times that I've been really suffering or not getting a step in dance. And I remember like something as simple as being frustrated as a kid, like tying my shoe. Like that was really hard for me. And another point in time in my dance career, I was like, I want to say like 10, and everyone else got the waltz step and I didn't. And then when we started to add the turn into the waltz step, I had a hard time doing it. And once you unlock it, the gratitude, the pain completely washes away. So I think there's really something important to say about enjoying the pain of your business growth, of your personal life, of the challenges that lie ahead. And that is process. Process is painful and requires work. And creativity comes with process on how to hack something a little bit better and make your life a little bit easier. And it could be something as simple as mounting your ring light, right? Oh my God, all this time I haven't mounted my ring light. I just did a month ago. I finally got the wall mount for my ring light, and it is a lot better than me kicking around the stand wondering if it's gonna fall on my client's face. And it's made my life easier. So the pain, I enjoyed the pain, and then I got the reward for finally doing what I needed to do. And all of that goes with, I know I say this a lot, but with permanent makeup, it is not just about the results that you're delivering. Yes, you need to deliver good work for the good word to get more clients. This is the formula for business. But also enjoying the pain of setting up your studio space or working right from home, like your bed is out in your home and like you're telling like your whole family to stay on one side of the house and that's how you're taking clients right now. Or you're scrapping to get rent together and you just can't get it together. You know what? You have other things to focus on. Push through it. You enjoy the pain a little bit, just a little bit. Even when it's like a little miserable, you have to enjoy it a little bit. Because how good does the reward taste when that client books or that client writes that review or that next person comes in and says, oh my gosh, I just want to let you know that my esthetician sent me to you. And I'm like, oh my God, someone's esthetician is talking about me? Score. And those moments are really great. Now, getting back to you and your business and enjoying the pain, Canva. Oh, the misery that Canva ensues. My God. But once you get it, once you figure out how to make your own business cards and get some like graphics up there for your website and your Instagram or whatever it is that you need to use Canva for, I highly, highly, highly recommend gritting through those YouTube Canva tutorials and really learning how to do it because it's super important. It really is. It's a big part of our business. And being a graphic designer is actually kind of fun. You know, would I like sell my services as a graphic designer? No, but I enjoyed the pain. I endured the pain. And now Canva runs a bit more smooth for me. And I kind of like it. I like the creative process of building my own graphics. It makes me proud. It makes me feel productive when I'm not physically at work doing brows. And that's where I am in my journey. I know I say that often. Someday we will all be so busy that we're going to hire someone to do this stuff for us, right? That's maybe your goal, to each their own. But me right now, I'm just like a solo operation kind of person, aside from Courtney, who I have hired at my studio. But I do all the promotional stuff. I do all the YouTube scouring of learning new things for my business. And there's something creative about it, and I like it. I like getting intel and knowledge and expanding my mind and being creative. And I actually really ended up like graphic designing. I was like, ugh. When I first started my Canva journey, I was just like, all right, in and out. I just want to get in and out of this. Like, get me out of here. And now I kind of look forward to my days off on Mondays to create new graphics. And that's cool. And now I'm at the point where I have graphics and I go in and I just like, bop, 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 bop. I shift some things around, maybe elevate the like design a little bit. But overall, now I'm in flow. So a little bit like working out. I don't know. A lot of things in my life kind of coincide and join heads. Design and dance and working out and permanent makeup. But just like working out, when you first start to work out, you're super sore. But you know what? You enjoy the pain because you know you did it. When you wake up the next morning and you can't walk up the stairs or walk down the stairs, or you know, you bend over and you're just like, ooh, yeah. It lets you know you did something for the day and you did something good for you, right? You challenged yourself and you moved forward. So pain is only temporary and it just means that you're growing. That's really the ultimate like idea of business growing pains. Wow, that was really deep, Marlo. Really deep. But yeah, so I just want to let you guys know that you can find creativity in so many facets of your life. You don't have to reserve your energy just for your permanent makeup business. If there is something that you did as a kid that really like fed your soul creatively, like let's just say you really liked drawing as a kid, or maybe you stopped playing piano when you were 15, or maybe, you know, you really just had a fun time being on the recreational frisbee league in college. Did I do that? No, I didn't do that. But you know what I'm saying? Like if there is something that lets you enjoy yourself as well as, you know, be a little like have that kinetic, chaotic energy, go do that. Go have that output of creativity and that fun and that exuberance, because it will only keep feeding your permanent makeup beast. If you loved watercolor back in the day or oils or acrylic or something like that, go get that stuff and put it in the little corner that's next to your latex practice sheets. And some days you'll pick up the latex and then some days you'll start painting a little bit. Or put your headphones in and jam out to that favorite song that you've just been like kind of fake choreographing to in your head, or go for that killer run that like this playlist is gonna rock your socks. There is so much creativity that could be fed in different aspects of your life. I know you're busy, you have kids, we have lives to live. We have other little people that we need to make sure turn into good humans. It's a lot, I know. But you could even find creativity in a remedial task like tidying up your home or purging and accepting a little more minimalism in your life and cooking dinner and doing it with a grace and a cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. You know, watch them like Gordon Ramsay cook and just be like, wow, he like dances throughout the kitchen. You know, it's so cool. So yeah, I mean, even if it means going to a concert and you haven't been in a year and a half, 2 years, pandemic, right? So put your makeup on. Guys, I'm just naming so many things that make me feel creative. And it's not even like about permanent makeup. But when I do these things and I feed the beast, it makes me be a better artist. And it makes me really focus with the dexterity and the mindfulness, opening up that third eye to really accept and provide. Because when your mind is clear, when your mind is happy, when you're taking care of yourself, this is real self-love. Self-love is not going around telling everyone, oh, I'm working on myself. I'm working on myself right now. I'm working on myself. No. The question is, did you work on yourself? Because if you have the time to talk about it, you might not actually be doing it. Let that sink in. So if you really want to work on yourself, the answer is to actually just do it. Check mark. Okay, Nike. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to just do it. So if it means you want to get facials once a month, do it. If you want to get back to painting or learn to finally how to play the guitar, do it. You know, this is it. And really at the bottom of it, at that, or maybe the top, I should say, maybe at the top of it, that top tier, you want to have a successful permanent makeup business, do it. I'm serious, do it. You have a website to build or you want to get that page fixed up, do it. You want to post that Instagram every day and you're going to do it every day, do it. That's it. I mean, that is the difference between being a lazy person and the hustlers and the shakers, right? So I like to consider myself a hustler. Sometimes I get bit by the lazy bug. I know, you know, like, look, pandemic had me down. It was, you know, dark times, you know what I'm saying? But that is the pain. So you have to take the moments of enjoying the pain, or maybe not enjoying it, but reflecting back on the pain and using it as momentum. So guys, feed your creative beasts. Let that fire build back up inside you. Hit the latex. Do good on client work. Practice your machine speeds. Do it as whatever you need to do on your business. Go take a listen to my last podcast with Fee from PB, Permanent Makeup. Very good friends of mine down in Austin. Great motivation. She's got so much more story there that I think we got to get her back on a podcast, right? I think so. But really bottom line is there's always so much more to do. Don't let that overwhelm you. Use process. Make those lists. But don't just make the list. Do it. Do it. Bam, chicka, bam, bam. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. That's definitely a song, and I'm not going to complete the lyrics. Okay, guys, that's what I have for you guys today. I hope you enjoyed this motivational idea of creativity and expanding your creative boundaries or lack of boundaries. And that's what I have for you guys today. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, show me some love. That's what's up. Catch you on the flip side, y'all.